kickoff return. You got to play the game on your terms after that. I mean, did that make a big difference in how you went about things?
Yeah, I mean, any time a game starts off like that, I mean, just to get spotted 7 points like that is it's a difference maker. You know, obviously there's still a lot of game left, but, it's a big momentum to start it off.
Alex, what's it like to see Jeremy go down, A, and then B, for you guys, what's it say about you guys to make that drive be a 94-yard drive with Chris Conley filling in?
Yeah. I mean, I think, obviously, you never want to see, somebody go down, especially, we know how much Jeremy means to us. Just kind of the mentality, though, I think, Chris has just stayed ready. He works hard. He stays after every day at practice, just working, staying ready. He's that kind of guy. And we got the kind of coaches that don't blink either. They don't care. I mean, Chris hadn't really – we hadn't even really repped that full speed with him in there. Those are all Jeremy's looks. But for him to come in and not even blink and come make the catch like he did, it says a lot about the entire group.
Chris said that, too, about not repping that play. So you had to have a little bit level of trust there.
You talk about it, with him. Obviously on those reps, you only have so many, right? But you talk about it. I think the thing with, all those guys, obviously I think we got good communication and always trying to communicate what we're seeing, what we're thinking. I try to, tell those guys that. Big, big play by him there.
Alex, did you have to say anything to the group of offensive guys in the huddle when you see a guy like Matt go out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, I think it's just kind of the makeup of the guys we got. I don't think they need that. We got a group that I don't think thinks twice. They just go. And it's just kind of the way we practice. It's who we are. We just, you got to go. I mean, obviously we'll deal with that when we cross that bridge when it comes, but until that point, in the middle of the game, we got
to
go.
You had to play that game without Macklin back in October against the Steelers. Obviously, you won the game, but what else do you remember about that? What was that like without him in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. Obviously, for Chris, it was kind of his first real time there going. We all kind of have to pick it up. With a guy like that, when he's not playing, when he's missing, we all got to pick up the slack. I don't think it's any one person, but us collectively.
Throughout the last several weeks, you guys have been pretty good at forgetting what just happened and looking ahead to the next week. Is that going to get more challenging now in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, it's win or go home. I mean, there's no tomorrow. I mean, you're living in the right now. It's no different this next week. I don't think the attitude changes. And to be honest, we've kind of been playing like that for a while now. I think it is kind of, it's all we know, a little bit. A
couple more guys. You were concerned or prepared for having to use a lot of silent.
Yeah,
Because of the crowd. Yep. You took over the game kind of early and sort of turned the crowd against you. Was it a big factor?
You can never anticipate that. Obviously, you'd love to do that. You know that. But in playoff games, you never anticipate getting up by that much that a crowd will quiet down. There in the second half, we're able to use cadence a little bit. Mixed it in the first half here and there, but it is a loud place. And with a front like theirs, as good as they are, I mean, it's a real disadvantage to play like that. They really kind of have an edge playing with the crowd, getting off the ball. They're good anyway, and then you give them the noise. It's tough.
All right, we're going to go TJ Vahe to rest.
A shutout in a playoff game is impressive, but yeah. What do you think it says about the offense? You were able to put up that many points on a defense like that.
I think the entire locker room sees the value in all three phases. We don't underestimate any one of them. Looking at it, I mean, today the defense was just dominant, I thought they were suffocating all those turnovers and never really, I mean, I think besides the one long run, they never really had much. I think cats, I mean, for them, they played lights out today. I think we felt good. All three phases. I mean, we missed a little bit there in the first half. I mean, Albert and me missing that post, I thought would have changed the game. I mean, you miss it by a foot. The long run gets called back for a hold. Albert tiptoeing on the sideline somehow gets changed. I mean, it's another 120 yards offense probably plus right there that you're that close. And with a defense like that, you got to try to be opportunistic. Yeah, they're going to win theirs, but you just got to be able to hit yours when you do have the opportunity. Feel like we were in the second half there, got that done.
You've been in a lot of situations where you you had those missed opportunities, but in the second half of games, you haven't been putting those kinds of
yeah.
You had two long.
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody just staying aggressive. I do think, you know, what happened to us a couple years ago. Certainly, I think I'd be. I mean, everybody remembers that was here. You know, I think coaches included, and so our entire mentality. About finishing. You know, still, you know, mentality doesn't change.
Alex, you alluded to this, and you've talked about it before, but just both emotionally and just talent-wise, hey, what has Jeremy's influence been on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's not just down to his physical talent. Certainly, I think he rubs off on everybody, the competitor that he is, what he brings on game day, that energy. I think everybody kind of feeds off that. We'll find out. I mean, you know, we'll find out what it is. But certainly playing without him is tough. He brings a lot.
But the emotional part stays, doesn't it? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I think we all try to pick it up and keep that. But, yeah, he has kind of brought that with him on just that, you know, playing with that kind of edge all game. I mean, whether he's catching it or blocking it, I mean, you know, I think that rubs off on everybody.
Last one, teacher.
I think what I was trying to get at is that, you know, 2 years ago we saw you guys lose a bunch of guys.
Yeah,
injuries.
Yeah.
And Jamal Charles, and you lost him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off,
yep.
So Macklin, the game was still close. And,
yeah.
You know, Macklin gets carted off. How have you guys developed the mental toughness over the last 3 years to make sure what happened today wouldn't?
Yeah.
You
get what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes through doing it. You know, I think it comes through playing through the injuries. And you know, whether it be the guys up front shuffling around like we had to do today, I don't think anybody blinked because we've been doing that for a while now. You know, and we've lost, you know, when you lose Jamal early in the year, a guy like him, and you overcome it. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff stays with you, you know, so I think you get the confidence from doing it.